Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometime in the next 60 minutes, you could win a pair of tickets for Lions Jaguars this weekend. Here's what you got to do. First, be listening. Great. Yep. You're doing a great job. You're already here.
Is Colin listening?
He's not.
He's not eligible.
He's not. He can't.
Well, he could call
me. We got a first birthday
else.
Party, John.
Oh, she's got plans.
Yeah.
Even if he won tickets?
Oh,
from,
no.
From, not from here, but from somewhere else, and all of a sudden he got tickets?
No,
because he was going to get tickets, and he already backed out. So, no.
Okay.
I love that you're trying to put a little conflict out there, though.
Well, yeah, but it's one thing to go buy tickets and miss. It's another thing to be given.
It is. It's very different. But no, he wouldn't go.
Okay.
So you don't have to buy these. You can win them with us. Yeah. You're going to want to listen. Great. You're already doing that. The second step is listen for a drop that I didn't realize we had.
Why are you looking at me?
When you hear Heather say he pooped his pants, call in. There's a pair of tickets waiting for you and a pair of passes to the VIP tailgate at Eastern Market from the Bullseye Event Group. You can go to the Bullseye Event Group for VIP tailgates, all you can eat, and open bar 3 hours before each Lions home game. Go to bullseyeeventgroup.com for tickets to the Lions VIP tailgate.
This drop did not exist 24 hours ago.
Right.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Was this a James Houston drop?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Literally? Yeah.
Yes.
Literally.
Sorry.
And people think I'm the one that needs to grow up. It's well done.
All right. This game this week, some ticket texts. John didn't like that we used the word rest, but the question was, do they let off at all? Do they sit a guy or two who's on the fence, given that it's Jacksonville? It's an AFC opponent. These are winnable games. It's a 13.5-point spread. Or is it, hey, if you can go, you go. One seed's not locked up, job not finished. Yep. Which camp are you in? 248-539-9797. Texter says, why not make it a preseason game for Decker, Laporta, and Frank? They play the first quarter or get out with a double-digit lead, whatever comes first.
Oh, I think if they go, there's no question once they get up, there's going to be a lot of players that that will be taken out. But the question is, when does that happen? It's usually not until the fourth quarter, so you've played the majority of the game.
And once you get up, you have to finish.
Yes, you do. Well done. Yes.
This one says, the topic sounds like we've assumed the game has already been won. John, how would you and teammates react if you were in that Jags locker room and heard this before the game? Remember, any given Sunday.
Yeah, that's always the problem. I get it. And I'm not saying they should do this. I'm asking the question.
What does John know? It's not like he played in the league for years. Let's sit back and listen to everybody else. That's a ticket text. Another one says, I don't think it's a terrible idea with all of our healthy guys to use them to start all of our healthy guys like the preseason and then give them a quarter or two to see where the game is from there. That's Nate in Warren. If they're up 3 touchdowns, no need for them to come back.
Well, but here's the thing, and I didn't even think about this. We've kind of asked the question because of the way that Dan Campbell and this staff has handled injuries previously. There are times where we thought a guy, but they gave him more time to recover. They haven't used guys when they've been dinged up. And in watching the game, I have major concerns about what would happen in the playoffs when you're playing against really good defensive fronts, when you're playing against much better teams that will make you pay for mistakes. if Dan Skipper is your starting tackle on either side.
Well, I share the concern. I do. And specifically, Penei Sewell to me is the linchpin of this offense.
Yeah.
But the problem is I'm putting him out there every single game.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any injuries. You're not at all talking about prematurely resting guys.
I'm talking about guys that
are
hurt.
Guys who have something, who are on the injury. Laporta's maybe the best example. Has not practiced yet this week. Left last week with an injury.
Yeah.
If he is on the fence, you would say, hey, kick your feet up, Sam. It's a long season. We don't need you against Jacksonville.
Well, it was even at the beginning of the year when we heard from Dan Campbell. Like, okay, he didn't start the season. And, well, okay, how come we haven't seen more of Laporta? Well, he's been a little bit dinged up. We didn't really put a whole lot of plays, even though he was playing, him to get the ball.
Well, I could see more of that then. I could see him in the game with a reduced role. But the idea, they still want the other team to game plan for him. If it is a tight game or it's a critical third down early and they need it to get up, he's in the game. That's the camp I'm in. I would, again, if he medically does not get cleared, I'm not telling them to do something dangerous or reckless or put a player's safety at risk. My point is, if it is just regular old NFL bumps and bruises, hey, he's just going to have to tough it up.
And so as a player, if a coach comes to me and says, hey, you know what, you're not 100%, we don't want you to go, I'm going to say, you know, F you. I'm playing.
Yeah.
And as well, when Frank wanted to play, all of Dan's walking down the hall, all of a sudden somebody shoves him. And it was Frank Ragnow. Like, all of those things are true, but it's ultimately up to the staff as to who they activate and who they don't.
John, I agree with you. Ticket Texture says we're as thin as far as having backups on the offensive line. It's why this last draft was disappointing to me. We should have added a more polished offensive lineman, swing tackle, guard, etc., for depth.
Well, and they do have Mahogany back. And
he's a six-round pick who really hasn't shown anything. Like, that's not the same level of what this Texture's saying.
Right, but he's also an inside guy.
Yeah.
An interior, you know, player. And so, yeah, I think they have decent depth. They have depth that they can count on inside. They don't have it on the outside.
Yeah, he was inactive last week too. But I do think, out of all this discussion right now, I just think it's premature. You just can't risk sitting offensive linemen for what it will do to the Goff potentially and the running backs. You expose the running backs maybe in a, you know, but they do need to get Mahogany on the field because they need, I've always felt this way. I don't know, John, you'll agree. You play the position. If you've got two backups that you can really count on, offensive linemen, you're in pretty good shape because everything can't be perfect, okay? So if you got Awosika and then you got Mahogany that you can trust coming in there, and then you got Skipper as your third, I don't know if you can get any better than that.
But Skipper is your first on the edge.
Yes.
Well, none of those other guys can play tackle.
Correct.
Right. So, but you've got to move Sewell over.
In that
that's
scenario,
what they found. That's
yes. Right.
If Decker's out anymore, they found that out last week. Maybe that's why they did it, was to see if Skipper could hold his own over there. So now they know they've got to move Sewell over. And I would think if they found out later in the week like they did, they would still do it.
I think you're insulting their intelligence. I think it happened so late in the week that they didn't. They didn't go into that game going, well, let's see what Skipper can do.
I guarantee the better tackle is.
Hank Fraley is looking at it going, I know he can't hold up. But we don't have a choice late in the week.
Yeah.
And so if it does happen earlier or for extended period of time, yes, the obvious answer is you move Sewell over.
And to your point, John, if they make a determination middle of the week, then they can game plan that way. So what you're saying is be more intentional about this. They were intentional about resting guys previously.
Yeah, and I don't know if they were resting Frank, trying to buy an extra week along with the bye.
I think that's part of it. There's no bye week for months now.
Right, there's no bye week. And so, like, what could he have gone that week if he had to? I think the answer is probably yes.
Yeah, he would have gutted it out. We know everything about
Frank. They were able to get that extra week.
I was a little suspicious of this last year when a couple offensive linemen were out. Just kind of, you thought things were fine, and then all of a sudden you get the late in the week, and oh, look who popped up. And it happened here, and I'm suspicious. Are they load managing?
So I'm saying it out loud. All right, I'm asking the question out loud. I'm not saying this is how I would do it, but I've kind of felt that way since Dan has been the head coach, that there are times where they take advantage of a guy being on the injury report and say, we're going to give you a week.
Caution.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, is Dan Campbell load managing? Is he stealing something from the NBA?
Well, people don't like it in the NBA. So when you say that, I think that people go, Dan would never.
Well, when do you have to be your healthiest? When does it matter the most?
Playoffs.
Playoffs. And where were they the healthiest last year? And probably of all the NFL teams, it was the Lions.
You know, they
we've really highlighted the best way for them to be healthy is to have a bye week in the playoffs. They have yet to secure the bye week in the playoffs.
Yep.
So that would still be
and it's
the
still playing
light.
Against an NFL team with a former first round quarterback. Now he hasn't lived up to that, you know, position.
Mac Jones.
So they have four games in 3 weeks right now.
Yeah, this is a bit of a gauntlet. Just in terms of a schedule, not opponents.
And to me, that's why Laporta doesn't play Sunday. I'd be pretty surprised if he was out there.
A texter says stagger them. Like, don't have them all sit one game. Like,
right. Again, you can't sit everybody.
That's load managing, though.
Yeah, that is.
It's staggering. I know it's like, it's kind of when you put that word on it. Ooh.
That word carries a connotation with some people. Oh, they, load management. What is this? The NBA? Those soft millionaires who can't play every day? Not in football. Not Dan Campbell's Lions.
But you got the four games in 3 weeks, and then they do have a mini bye after that Packer home game. You've got the 10-day window
before Buffalo. The Bills, yes. So. Yeah. But you don't want to sit people for Thanksgiving. You don't want to sit people for a primetime Packer game. You don't want to sit people for Buffalo.
Division opponent. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of those games coming up, too. Some ticket text, 248-539-9797. Some of your phone calls. And, yes, we'll get into the fight tonight at 735. It's 97.1.
Oh, we got a fight tonight. We've got great college football games, NFL games this weekend. And if you're not going to be there, you don't want to watch it at home. Why not watch it at Circa Resort and Casino? Because they've got six pools, three different levels, that stadium swim. You could, you know, dip your toe in, go for a little bathe, whatever you want to do. But it's built for sports fans. They've got swim-up bars, Insta-ready selfie walls, and it's one nonstop party. So score your perfect game day spot with cozy day beds, private cabanas, or grab a lounge at the center of the action. You can reserve your spot today. It's 365 days of sports. Poolside, located at Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas, and is right there on Fremont Street. Stadium swim, all sports, all seasons. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, this ticket text makes a great point, John. And we're talking Lions, Jags, and the confidence level in this matchup and this idea of whether or not they should apply some load management, rest some key guys strategically. But a texter brings up an interesting comparison, says, I was thinking about Jacksonville and how last year everyone was saying we were on the same trajectory. What a difference a year makes. Go Lions, signed Steve in Algonac.
Stoney and I actually, in last year's training camp, there was an Athletic article that compared actually the Detroit Lions and the Jacksonville Jaguars. And the question was asked, which franchise would you rather be?
By the way, at the time, a totally legitimate question.
Oh, yeah. And there was a lot of people that said it was the Jacksonville Jaguars. You had a young, very, a lot of, I don't even know how to describe Trevor Lawrence. How do you describe Trevor Lawrence?
What, a former number one pick,
right?
National champion.
One that you can't miss,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Sure.
And this is even before he was given his contract extension. And it was just the prospects of Trevor Lawrence and the length and greatness of his career was greater than Jared Goff.
Yeah, you thought you got a 12-year window with a number one overall pick paired with a guy who had already won a Super Bowl in Doug Peterson, paired with a couple edge rushers with big ceiling, right?
Oh, yeah.
Trayvon Walker and Hines Allen. This was a Jacksonville team that was destined
ready
to
yes. for launch.
Yes. And at the time, I think you really could have said either team. And now it feels like a very silly exercise.
Well, yeah. Doug Peterson. I mean, a lot of people believe he's the next coach to be fired.
Yeah.
I don't know if he is or not.
And a lot of people are looking at Trevor Lawrence going, this guy might be a bust.
Might be a huge bust because he's gotten to that second contract. He's making, what, $55 million a year.
They're not playing like
they're locked into it. And but not only that, just even thinking about this game, this would be the second week that he hasn't played. And they're going with Mac Jones, former first-round pick.
Right.
And so the question that we were talking about was, which franchise would you rather be? Now you fast forward to 2024, November of 2024, the Lions are the clear answer.
The Jags have the worst record in football at 2-8. No one has a worse record than that, right?
That's a good question.
Because there's no one-win teams anymore.
No.
So they have the worst record in football. And the Lions...
Well, they're sharing the worst record
in football. Yes, they're tied with a bunch of
They have more losses because they're the only team that's played 10 games that has lost 8. Yeah, no, there are other 2-7 teams.
Right.
It's amazing where they're at with two straight number one overall picks. Like, I still think we need to send Jacksonville a thank you letter for Hutch.
Oh, yeah.
What were they thinking? They got too cute. Because they were going to take Hutch, remember? And then as we got about 72 hours out, or maybe slightly more...
We started hearing Trayvon Walker.
Yeah, and did he just get caught up in the analytics and the scouting combine crap? Right. Oh,
the ceiling is so much higher.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was the discussion. It was the ceiling is higher for some of these, but the floor is higher for Aiden Hutchinson.
You know, Trevor Lawrence has won one playoff game. I use this as a gauge to just see, is a guy going to be... a good quarterback or not. Mel Kiper's top 10 all-time prospects, 8 of them have been, I would say, borderline great quarterbacks. I mean, obviously, there's a ranking. And then 2 of them were just total busts. It was Jamarcus Russell and Andre Ware. And now you have Trevor Lawrence is one of them. He's the only guy that's in the middle.
Right.
Kind of like...
It's either or. It's not a, well, I wouldn't call this guy was okay.
He's a bust based on his expectations, but he's not a bust.
Right.
Like, Russell and Ware. I don't know. I don't know if it's him. At some point, you got to look at the athlete themselves, right?
Well, they're going to get one more regime with him, right? I mean, when they make the decision.
Oh, sure. They just gave him a new contract. He's not going anywhere.
Exactly. He's going to be given ample opportunities to, quote, make it work in Jacksonville.
Yeah, he's right there with Daniel Jones.
I mean, he is one of those guys. You get to a point in sports where you got to stop blaming everybody else.
Yep.
Urban Meyer was the target.
Agreed.
Well, then they went on to win a playoff game. Now what's happened?
Right. And I forgot coming off of that, they did win a playoff game. And it was, which trajectory would you rather be on?
That Kiper top 10 list, those quarterbacks that have all succeeded routinely had their teams ready to or get into the playoffs virtually every year.
Yeah. Yeah. To John's point, I think the Jags were the right answer when you guys asked the question because they had already won the playoff game. They had the Super Bowl winning coach. They had the quarterback who was the number one pedigree, great guy to be. And it didn't matter.
No.
It just, again, it's a feather in the cap for the way the Lions have done this thing. The right way, the best football is yet to come. All right, in the next hour, we will touch on Michigan football a little bit. That offer out $10 million for Bryce Underwood and the latest, whether or not he is set to accept that or not. Oh, don't you love the rumors involving 17-year-old high schoolers? Equally tantalizing, the fight tonight. We will get to Paul V. Tyson at 7:35, but first, Heather with the news.
Well, Troy police seem to bust drunk drivers left and right all the time, and they did it again on Friday. So police found this guy drunk and slumped over the steering wheel of his car. He was parked in the parking lot of like a Troy Pizza area. And when officers showed up, the engine was running. The man behind the wheel was fast asleep. They did obviously wake him up and immediately noticed that he and the vehicle smelled very strongly of alcohol. He failed multiple field sobriety tests and he blew at the time a 0.24% on this preliminary breath test. He was busted. He was arrested. And then later he agreed to do a chemical breath test with the result of 0.305% and 0.309%.
Wow.
I would be dead.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I think, yeah.
I would. I mean, obviously, I don't know if it matters how big of a person you are. I mean,
at that point, how much blood is in his alcohol system?
Exactly. It's terrifying. Thank goodness they got him. This is a sad story. A 22-year-old Saginaw man was killed on I-75 when he was trying to help his buddy change a flat tire. So he drove all the way to the scene because his buddy needed some help. He was between their vehicles on the shoulder of the highway, changing the tire when he was hit. Happened on Tuesday evening. An 80-year-old man from Bay City crashed into both vehicles and this young man as well. Everything is still under investigation, right? But it's just tragic.
I've done it. You're not supposed to. They say just get it towed at that point, right? If you're on the side of the highway.
Oh, people do it. I mean, it's not like I see it all the time, but I see people changing their flats. Yeah. I wouldn't do it because, I mean, I have changed a tire before, but I just wouldn't feel confident in my skills of changing tires on the side of a highway. Yeah. I'd rather be doing it in my driveway on my street in the subdivision, right?
I've changed enough tires. It's just I want it to get done quickly, and you don't want to be doing it too quickly because you need to do a good job. The idea here is just take that scenario off the table.
Yep. For sure. Reverse vending machines are coming to Detroit. I think that this is a really cool concept. So it allows users to give instead of get. And it's going to be, it's actually already there in Detroit's Campus Martius area. And it's all connected to local Detroit charities. So people can use these giving machines to purchase clothing. They can purchase, you know, hygiene items, even livestock for people in need. And then they're going to be there through December 8th. And you can go and make purchases from $5 to $250. And this isn't a new concept, even though I've never seen one or heard of it. They were launched in 2017, and more than $32 million in donations have been collected. They're located all over, not just in the United States, kind of all over the world. And the study did find that 61% of Americans are more motivated to make these charitable donations during the holiday season, which makes sense as well. So go check it out if it's something. I mean, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, the heart's in the right place with it.
Yeah, without a doubt. This story is crazy. A bear costume was used for this elaborate car insurance scam, and now four people are facing charges. So there's four people in LA that are facing insurance fraud charges after claiming a bear got into their 2010 Rolls Royce and destroyed it, right? And they claimed that it happened back in January during a trip to this Lake Arrowhead, I don't know, somewhere, whatever. And they have security footage, right? Like, we can prove that a bear got into our car. But it's that footage that really did them in, because it's clear that it's not a real bear. It's clear that it is somebody in a bear costume.
Oh, no.
Yes. And eventually, after this elaborate investigation that was called Operation Bear Claw by police, because there was big scratches on the leather, right? Like, the bear got in there and just destroyed the leather and everything. It was discovered, whoa, that's not a bear. Like, the scratch marks were so evenly spaced.
Right.
Wasn't natural, right? The video wasn't natural. Anyway, they were busted, and they're facing charges for conspiracy and insurance fraud. And this isn't the first time they've done it. They did it twice before to other cars.
So, and they got away with it a couple times?
It sounds like it. But they didn't make a lot of money. It seems like, okay, it was a dumb plan, but you got away with it. But the first two cars were Mercedes, and you ruined them, but you got away with $140,000 in insurance.
That's a lot of money.
It is a.
Yeah, but how much are the Mercedes that you're
ruining?
But how much
were the two vehicles you just destroyed?
Yeah. What's the? And then when you split it among the group, how much did each person really make at the end of the day?
And they found the bear costume.
Right, and the risk is you get caught and now you're facing charges.
And you look like an idiot. Yes.
And they would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for those meddling kids.
Heather with the news coming up next. We are going to talk about it. Paul versus Tyson. Do you care? Do you hate that you care? Are you watching? Do you care who wins? We'll get to it next, 97.1.
Hey, it's getting cold outside, and if you haven't had your furnace checked or if you needed service today, do what I did and call the guys at Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. They've got all the best equipment, best prices, and same-day service. Plus, they offer a 5-year warranty, so you know that you're covered. Call Mastercraft for your heat, AC, plumbing, and electrical. They even offer generators, so if you're worried about the power going out, Mastercraft is the answer. They'll take up to $500 off if you tell them I sent you. And it's also for that fast installation, like same day service. If you want to find more information, you can find it on the web at mastercraftheating.com.
John, it's fight night tonight.
I know.
live on Netflix. Mike Tyson is going to box Jake Paul. And we have a series of questions to ask. First, do you care? I hate that I care. Are you in that camp? Like, I know this is stupid. This is mindless. This is clickbait. But I do want to see Mike Tyson punch this you-know-what in the face. Nobody likes Jake Paul or even Logan Paul. So I'm hoping Tyson wins, but I'm intrigued because Tyson's pushing 60. So I'm intrigued. I know I'm falling right into their stupid trap. John, do you care? Is it even real? Who do you want to win this fight? We throw it out to the people. 248-539-9797.
I can't tell if I hate it that I care. I honestly, the sporting events are always one of those where you can suspend your real life and enter to be entertained. I'm just the reason I'm curious as to will I be entertained is I want to know what's the validity of this fight. Is there a WWF aspect to it? It feels somewhat like that because, as you mentioned, Mike Tyson's 58 years old. Jake Paul, I don't know how old he is. He's in his 20s. What, 28? And so you're talking about a 30-year difference, but Mike Tyson is, you know, arguably one of the best fighters ever.
Yep.
And I love his quote. This is one that I think is maybe the greatest of the year. It may be the greatest I've heard in some time of when he was asked about, you know, comparing the two. And when he says that Jake Paul is a manufactured killer, but I'm a natural born killer.
That's a great one.
That's unbelievable. And it kind of gives me goosebumps. And so I'm hoping to see a glimpse of what Tyson was.
But I don't know what he's got left.
I don't know what he's got left. And we see the training videos, and you can make training videos look any way you want, right? It's a little snippet. And do I expect him to still have quickness? Sure. Do I expect him to still have explosion? Sure. Because if there's anybody born to do what they were supposed to do, it was Mike Tyson to be a fighter. I just don't know at 58. I'm hopeful for all of us that are getting older. That there is hope, and maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, you're rooting for that.
I'm rooting for it's never too late.
But do you feel at all stupid getting caught up in it? Because it is a side
show.
Not at
all. I don't care. I don't care. People can call it stupid. Everybody's going to have their own take.
Yeah.
I don't think it's stupid. I'll only feel stupid if it's clear that the end result was pre-planned.
Like when Tyson slapped Jake Paul yesterday. Yeah. Was that staged in your mind or is that real?
I mean, all of those lead up press conferences all have this staged feel.
That's what I'm saying. But hook, line, and sinker, right? Because
but they're trying to sell something.
I know. Heather, you didn't put it in your news, but you had some story about the ear.
Oh, yeah, that Jake Paul got like custom diamond encrusted ear covers.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
So that Tyson couldn't bite his ear off.
That's a sideshow, is what
it
that is.
Yes.
Also, can someone tell me the difference between the Paul brothers? Because I really don't know the difference between Logan or Jake. To me, they are all one person. So this may as well be Logan. It may as well be Jake. Yeah, I just know they're very hateable. They've done a great job cultivating this very punchable, hateable online persona. And I feel like they're getting all of us to tune in because we all want to see Mike Tyson knock their block off. Yet if you go to the betting markets, and yes, you can bet this charade tonight, Jake Paul's the favorite. They're expecting him to beat up this poor old man.
He's young. Yeah, he's the young one. I expect him to win.
Do you really?
I'm kind of... I won't watch because I'm not into it, but if I did...
It's on Netflix.
I know, but if I did watch...
So you don't have to pay for
it.
Well, if you already are a subscriber, you don't have to pay for it.
Correct.
It makes me nervous. Like, I'm uncomfortable by it. Like, I just feel like... I know I've seen Mike Tyson, but I feel like he's old. Like, I'm nervous. Like, he's the old guy. Like, this young... And maybe he did. I don't know. Or maybe he will.
Maybe he will.
Gets knocked out.
He's not wearing white trunks.
Get away with it.
I've kind of said this ever since Jake Paul. Now, Jake Paul's been at this now going on 4 years.
Yes.
And so it's not like it's a one-off show. And, you know, early on it was, he wasn't really fighting anyone. So he's racking up these wins. He's developed himself and he's worked at being a fighter. I know he's got a loss there to you know, Tommy Fury, who's what, the brother of the once heavyweight champ. But more than anything, I just want to see Mike Tyson. I want to see a little glimpse. I don't think he's obviously he's not going to be what he was. I just want to see a little glimpse of that And that's my hope. And my other hope is that he just destroys one of the Paul brothers.
Do you think it will live up to whatever it is that people want it to be? Because I asked this, I think the first version of this kind of like celebrity crossover fight to me was Mayweather-McGregor.
Yeah.
And people were disappointed in that it wasn't like...
Yeah, but McGregor's not a boxer. Like, he was trying to do something that he wasn't built or trained to do. Okay, he's a fighter, but not a boxer.
And Mayweather boxed the way he always boxes, which is not for the knockout, to win on points, to just kind of do it technically, which is not always, you know, the most enjoyable watch. Do you think this does deliver for people? Because there will be a lot of people who want to watch it legitimately or want to watch it because they feel like they want to see what happens. Is the payoff there for people?
Well, you have a legitimate boxer in Mike Tyson, albeit he's not the spring chicken he once was. But like the skill, the talent, like if you ask me to pass that, I can still pass that. Like I could still, you know, when I hit the sled, I could still do it with good technique. It's just not the way that I used to do it. And my body's not built like it used to be. But could I do it against somebody that's only been, you know, even though they're younger and they've been at this for 4 years, like how much experience, technique that just never leaves you?
Sure.
It may not be as quick. It may not be able to do it as long, but you could still perform at a certain level. Is a 58-year-old Mike Tyson with that experience and having trained still going to be able to beat a younger, less experienced, less technically sound Jake Paul?
Some ticket texts that have come in early, and we welcome you guys on the phones as well. This one says, it's a win-win for Jake Paul. If he loses to Mike Tyson, the most dangerous man on the planet, it's understandable. If he wins, he shuts up the world. It's a lose-lose for Tyson.
Well, so there is a win for Tyson. Like, he could come out and in well, yep, yeah, okay, the money, yep. Yeah, yeah. Tom's over there doing the money sign. I think he's getting way paid, what, $20 million? So he's going to win.
There's a pretty big win there.
Yeah, but in terms of his public persona, will his legacy take a shot, you know, if he loses this one? No, because his legacy is of a 25, 24, 30-year-old fighter. It's not a 58-year-old, you know, I'm doing this because I just want to see if I still got it.
Texter says, I hate all of this Jake Paul stuff. He only picks fights against retired or old legends of MMA or boxing. If he would actually fight real boxers, his record would be much worse.
That's probably true. But you also, I mean, like, he got to this late. And so in defense of Jake Paul, like, he's a YouTube guy.
Yeah.
And he's a, you know, influencer, social media guy, whatever, however you want to classify him. But he has been at this for 4 years. He has trained to be a boxer. I just don't know how good he actually is because of the opponents that he's faced.
This person says it's only a 6-round fight, which means it could actually allow Tyson to go all out and not run out of gas.
I think it's 8 rounds.
Okay.
It's an 8-round fight. I think they're 2-minute rounds. They're using, what, 16-ounce gloves, which is as I understand it.
Okay.
Different than, I had it here for a second.
You're good. I can read another ticket text while you get the specifics there. Texter says, I saw it's free with a Netflix subscription. I wasn't going to watch, but it's free for me, so they'll tune in tonight. Texter says it is legitimate because it is going to count against their records, and Tyson is going to want to destroy him.
Yeah, it's 8 rounds.
All right.
And so there are other title fights. So if you're going to tune in, right, I believe it starts at 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And there are 7 other fights that are on the card leading up to the main event, which will be Tyson Paul. Or Tyson, yeah. What's his name? Jake Paul? Paul. And so if you're tuning, like, it gives you the opportunity to do something else on Friday night.
And then make your way.
And then you make your way back to Netflix to catch the main event.
What do you think, around 10?
Probably 10. Sometime between 10 and 11.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely going to tune in. I want to see it.
Are you guys tuning in for this? 248-539-9797. is it something that you're watching excitedly, begrudgingly, curiosity getting the best of you? And is it legitimate? A real question people have been asking. By the way, our Lions ticket winner, Jordan from Ypsilanti, he got a pair of tickets to go to this Sunday's game against the Jacksonville Jaguars. He also had passes to that VIP tailgate at Eastern Market from the Bullseye Event Group. It's 97.1.
Hey, every Friday night, as we're talking about Friday nights, FanDuel is giving all customers a bigger payout on select NBA first bets. First bets lets you get in on the action from the opening tip. You don't have to wait for everything to finish up before you get a chance to see if you won. You can bet on things like who's going to score the first basket, which team will be the first to 15 points, and so much more. And as I mentioned, the best part is you don't have to wait for the entire game to be over to see if you won. Just look for Friday First in the FanDuel app to find your profit boost. Visit FanDuel.com/chances to claim your Friday First's profit boost to make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NBA. You must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Opt-in required. Max wager amount applies. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including token expiration. See terms for both offers at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
.802, we'll get to the latest with Michigan's pursuit over the number one prospect in the country, Belleville's Bryce Underwood. $10 million. We'll get to it top of the hour. Right now, we're talking about the fight tonight.
Yeah.
Tyson Paul.
I don't know if I'm mad at myself for wanting to watch this or not, but I'm
mad at myself.
I'm just going to enjoy it. And if it ends up being a dud, then it's a dud. So what? I'm going to go out. I'm going to have a good time tonight. And when I get back, I'll watch this. And if it's a dud, then so be it. But I just want to think that there's something left in the tank for Tyson.
The details on this fight. They will box with 14-ounce gloves to slow down the hands and cushion impacts rather than the standard 10-ounce gloves. The fight will take place across 8 2-minute rounds rather than the usual 12 3-minute rounds. It's officially sanctioned, but also there's some guardrails here so it doesn't get ugly. You do have a fighter who is 27 fighting someone 31 years older than them.
There is such a thing known as old man strength.
I'm pulling for Tyson.
It's real.
I would love nothing more than for Mike Tyson to knock his block off. I would love for him to KO him in the first round, the first two rounds, sit this annoying,
yes,
arrogant SOB to the ground.
There's also a mentality that I don't think Jake Paul can match. Like, Mike Tyson was born to be a boxer, to be a fighter. And he honed at one point in his life his skills to be the best in the world. And I don't know that mentality ever leaves. The technique doesn't leave. How much of the ability is he sitting there and his mind is saying, punch now, and his body just doesn't react? You know, it's just everything's a little bit slower. How much has being able to train for the past year for this fight, you know, been able to him to regain some of those past skills?
The worst outcome is that he knocks him out, right? Let me clarify that Jake Paul knocks out Mike Tyson. That's the worst outcome, right? Because now we're watching
him. I mean, as long as it's legit. I mean, I don't think it's the worst.
Well, as a viewer, you don't want to see Tyson lose this fight. You don't want to see this guy pushing 60 get KO'd right away by someone who's...
No, I want it to go... I mean, if it's going to be a Jake Paul win or a knockout, I'd like to see it go 6-7 rounds.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it unless it's Tyson of old where he just destroys him in 28 seconds. That would be amazing.
My point is, there's a scenario where this looks like elder abuse. There's a scenario where it looks like an old man getting beat down on a streaming platform for all to see.
All right, so we know he's 58. Have you seen him?
He doesn't
look like an elder.
He doesn't, but he looks a whole lot older.
Oh, sure.
Than Jake Paul,
no question. But he's jacked up.
He's huge.
Yeah,
he's a beast. Well, he's a monster.
He's a little huge.
Well, sure, but he's big. I think he's a big guy.
Yeah. How tall is Mike Tyson?
I don't know how tall he is. I'm not... The bigger you are, like, muscly or wider, like, I think you're a big guy.
Sure, there's no question about that.
Sure.
He's thick.
You could say that.
That's what we would say. All right, let's get to the phones. Bill in St. Clair Shores, what's going on? Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I just wanted to say that Tyson is is a different type of person. I mean, he's incredible, but he's got such an advantage right now because the rounds are only 2 minutes, and there's a huge difference between 2 and 3 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Huge. And I did, when I was doing Taekwondo, it was the same thing. It was just brutal when you do 3 minutes. Brutal. That last minute, oh, my God. And, yeah, that gives him, in my opinion, an advantage. So that's what I just wanted to say.
It's one of the concessions that both boxers has made that I do think favors Tyson.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be, I'm looking forward to it because I'm 63 myself. And, you know, I've seen a lot of, you know, fighting, martial arts and all that stuff. And I know that a lot of guys in their 50s and 60s, they have slowed down so much, you know, once you get into that. But Tyson is different. And it's going to be such a big advantage doing 2 minutes for him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my opinion.
Yeah, and in his mind, he's only got to go 8 rounds, not the 12.
Right.
So, I mean, he can spend more energy early. Yeah. Yeah.
Texture says it's only real if you can bet on it. Well, some states, including Michigan, you can bet on this fight tonight. And some more ticket texters with their thoughts. This one says, Aaron in Garden City, if Tyson is taller than Colin, a.k.a. 5'2", that's a huge individual to Heather.
He is 5'10".
He's actually really little.
I told you.
I'm not looking at his height, though, but because he's a built guy. Like, he looks good.
Oh, sure. So yeah.
He seems bigger than he actually is. He looks bigger than 5'10".
If he were to walk in the room right now, you'd be like, wow, I had no idea he was that short.
Because that's short.
Yeah.
He's a little guy.
Yeah.
A little big guy.
Little big guy.
Texter.
Baddest man on the planet.
Texter says, I love how the station doesn't care about the fight, but they can't do anything but talk about it. Well, we're intrigued
by it.
And you care about
it. Yeah, I care about it.
I hate that I care about it. We do care about it. It's a huge pop culture event tonight. I don't know that it's like, I think it's more pop culture than I think sports, to be honest with you, John. I really do. I know it's boxing and it is by definition a sport, but this feels more pop culture.
Well,
it's a YouTube star fighting against a past his prime boxer, a made for streaming only event. It is designed for the intrigue. What does Tyson have left? This is not peak Tyson. Is Jake Paul going to beat up Mike Tyson? Is Jake Paul going to get punched and have his face caved in? Like, that's why we're watching.
I just want to know that his quote was real. Like, this is a manufactured killer, but I'm a natural-born killer. That gets me excited.
It does.
The baddest man on the planet, Iron Mike.
Texter says, regarding Tyson, I'm reminded of some wise words from the late, great Toby Keith. I ain't as good as I once was, but I was good once as I ever was.
Yeah.
That's what we're watching tonight. What does he have left in the tank?
Once. He's only got to be good once.
One time. One big punch.
One punch. Right to the face of Jake Paul.
248-539-9797. Phone calls, ticket texts. We're going to mix in a little Michigan football, the pursuit of Bryce Underwood. We'll get to our picks at 8:35. Not a great college weekend, but some mega matchups in the NFL. It's 97.1.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.